What's going on? It's your boy Duan Barino, Not Just Music Podcast, NJMP Beats. Hopefully you all are great this Thanksgiving holiday. Just sitting around, just thinking about a couple things, just to get it out. Be thankful for what you already have. I mean, you could have like the smallest situation going on that could be the biggest situation in your life. You just don't realize it. You know, we say, we look at the internet, we look at a lot of stuff that we could get, you know, the hype, the things that we could spend tens of thousands of dollars on just to be disappointed with. And sometimes just having just the smallest thing could get you so far, and you just don't even know it. You just have to look at it a different way and stop taking the hard spots of what it looks like to you and comparing it to what they have. I stopped doing that a long time ago, especially with this music situation. Just had to sink in and find something, especially when it came to like equipment. Find your own equipment that suits you. Stop trying to go on YouTube, internet, and searching down something very hard and exclusive that you cannot afford. There is some affordability out here that you can just go grab really quick, and it works just as well. The biggest thing, let's do a comparison real quick. So like, I use Behringer. A lot of people cringe when they hear Behringer, but I really like Behringer. Reason being, easy to use. User functions are simple. There's nothing hard and harsh that, you know, you have to learn, and it takes years and years of concentration to tie into it just to finally learn how to use it exactly right. So let's say to a UA, you know, Universal Audio has some of the dopest interfaces in the world, but it can get kind of hard to use if you don't know what you're doing. So really just stop trying to compare your musical situation to theirs. I mean, there's so much you could do just on a laptop, a simple interface. Plug it up, hit record, and go. You don't have to add 1,000 plugins. You know, I gotta have the CL1B, I have to have the Neve. You know, if I don't have that, you know, I'm not gonna do any work or anything. You don't have to worry about any of all. That's just hype. If somebody has the ears, the knowledge, you can go a long way. I mean, just think about how many emulation programs there are that you can go buy off the market right now. Just think about it. All emulation is not the real hardware. So considerably, you're buying something that's really just fake. Somebody's just selling you an idea of what it would be like. Emulation, in a sense. So, big thing is, lock into your programs. You know, I'm Sonar till the day I go. I tried everything else. Nothing wrong with everything else. I mean, I have all the other programs, but at the same time, Sonar, that's just what I do. I had it for years, learned it for years. When my pops got it, it was like one of those cheap programs. It was called Cakewalk at the time, but it, you know, pretty much advanced into Sonar, and I've just been on it for years, and I've learned the platform to use, and it's a go. Same thing with y'all. Find your DAW, the DAW that you like, and go. Don't make it, don't go off the hype. You know, you don't need the hype anymore. Just have this, you know, have the time to, you know, to put into listening to records, hit records, and things of that nature, and, you know, tune your ears in so you can be able to emulate what you hear. That's considerably what we're all doing, emulating. So, nothing else to say. It's off my brain. Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your families. always remember the love. All right. Peace.